Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day in the sense of it being a consequential day. Maybe not such a wonderful day with the state of our U.S. economy teetering on the brink. The U.S. credit rating downgrade, a sign of government dysfunction, argues Reason magazine. We will get to that. How is it possible, even? How is it possible that under the administrations of Donald J. Trump and Joe Biden, and they're both totally guilty on this, the national debt has more than doubled? More than doubled. How? What is it that government is doing that is new and exciting? We will talk about that. We'll also talk about the increase in crime that has been a factor since the Trump administration. And why is that increase in crime going on? Charles Murray says part of it is the end of broken windows policing. We will talk about what that means and why that's such a disaster for the country. Of course, at any moment, President Trump is supposed to report to the courthouse in Washington, D.C. His plane has already landed in Washington, D.C. We will go to that scene and see if the president is going to say anything, the former president. Is he going to say anything other than not guilty? Or is he going to wait for a more friendly crowd? They say that there are going to be at least three police officers who were grievously injured on January 6th who are trying to come into the courthouse to watch the president being arraigned and identified and fingerprinted and the rest of it. There is a question that is fundamental, it seems to me, concerning the American people right now. Is we have had, going back to the Obama era, very, very high turnouts in presidential elections. People have been excited by presidential elections. And part of it was the novelty of Barack Obama. He had only been in the U.S. Senate for 2 years. He was younger than a lot of his predecessors, and he was the first person, was a person of color, ever to be nominated for president. And the result of that was all kinds of people coming out to vote. The very few people who looked at Obama and John McCain and said, gosh, both of these guys are losers, because both of them were, in their own way, heroic to one party or another. I mean, John McCain had been in public service for a long time. Obviously, he had his heroic service as a prisoner of war during Vietnam, where he was offered his release. And he wouldn't accept it because they wouldn't release his fellow prisoners who were not the son of the chief of naval operations, who McCain was. Okay, it's a very, very different world right now. Far from people saying, oh, boy, I can't wait to go out and vote for one of these guys. The prospect of Donald J. Trump being the Republican nominee, which is highly likely, and Joe Biden being the Democratic nominee, which is highly likely, there are literally tens of millions of people, and maybe you're one of them, who say, no, I'm not going to go out and vote for these guys. I'm not going to vote. Are we going to be seeing a historic decline in voting participation? Far from the record-breaking participation we've had recently, and we had a very good turnouts that came in 2020 for both President Trump and a little bit more so, well, more so, for Joe Biden, 7 million more so. And big turnouts. People came out. They cared about the election. The line used to be, I'm going to hold my nose and vote for one of these two clowns. Now the new line is, I'm going to have to wait to see what the situation is. And I'll pick my nose. Actually, I will pick my poison at that point. That's something that Bill Barr recently said. He said, I will jump off that bridge when I come to it, which is kind of a funny line, using the familiar line of, I will cross that bridge when I come to it. This time around, more voters dislike both candidates, give negative ratings to both of the major candidates. And for the first time, there are all kinds of people who have voted regularly who this time are saying they're likely to sit it out. Are you one of those disgruntled voters? 1-800-955-1776. If you are, and you're one of those folks who looks at this election taking shape, and it's so early in the process, they haven't even had the first debate yet, though that first debate is coming up quickly. It's less than 3 weeks. With all of this going on, are you planning to actually vote if it's a choice between Trump and Biden? And if you are planning to vote, and it's something involving a potential third-party candidate, there's more talk about this no-labels movement. I recently heard from people close to Cornel West, who's running for president. And no. There's not a chance in the world that I would ever consider anything positive for Cornel West. He's a lefty. He's a slightly kooky lefty, but he's going to get a bunch of votes. And what I was contacted about was that I apparently on the air had not acknowledged that Cornel West is a deeply convicted Christian. Okay. Is he going to win a lot of deeply committed born-again Christian votes, evangelical Christian votes, Cornel West, you think? By the way, if you're one of the people who is convinced that Cornel West is the way to go because he's not Trump and he's not Biden, and he apparently is religiously knowledgeable, knows his Bible, etc., etc., you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Who knows who the libertarian candidate for president is going to be? I mean, there are people who have at least suggested they might be candidates for a third party. Larry Hogan, the former governor of Maryland, a moderate Republican, very popular governor, very effective governor in a very Democratic state. And by the way, a survivor of a similar kind of cancer to what I survived, and I respect him for continuing his work as governor of Maryland while he was fighting that dread disease and fighting it successfully. Okay, is Larry Hogan going to run? Who should run? People here want to see Elon Musk running for president. He can't do it. He's not born in the United States of America. Actually, Boris Johnson could run. He was born in the United States of America. He was born in New York City. But Boris Johnson can't get elected in England. I don't think he can get elected here. This, it seems to me, as we look forward to this election, is one of those things worth looking at. Meanwhile, a very prominent politician, powerful politician, in very deep trouble because of a sex tape. And the sex tape implies a little bit of hypocrisy in a country where homosexuality is often punishable by death. We're talking about Iran. One of the heads of the morality police has been identified as a subject of a sex tape with another man. We will cover what that means to that benighted nation and more on a day when President Trump makes another trip to the courthouse. not one that he necessarily wanted to make. We will be right back with your calls. 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
Seems like a sensible thing to do.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, former Vice President Mike Pence's extensive grand jury testimony A historic rebuke of a former president detailed in the sweeping indictment of Trump released this week sparked new tensions in the Republican presidential race, with the once loyal Pence sharpening his criticism of his former running mate and drawing stern blowback in his long shot bid. Right now, apparently, Mike Pence has 30,000 people who have contributed to his campaign for president. And he needs to have 40,000 in order to qualify for the debate coming up on August 23rd. It's this month. And a day after Tuesday's indictment, that would be yesterday, Pence told reporters in Indiana at the state fair that the former president was surrounded, quote, by a group of crackpot lawyers that kept telling him what his itching ears wanted to hear. Mike Pence, when it comes to a polling of his fellow Republicans, is incredibly negative in terms of his rating. He's 30 points down. In other words, 30 points more disapproval than approval of Mike Pence. Which is extraordinary when you think about Mike Pence. Now, I'm partial to the guy because I've known him for years, and I like him. I've known him since he was a member of Congress, before he became governor of Indiana and before he became vice president. And he's also a former talk show host. He used to advertise his talk show as Rush Limbaugh on DCAF. And Pence, for him now, by Republicans, to be viewed overwhelmingly negatively. Pence was in an interview with Fox News talking about his citation, his common citations in the indictment of President Trump. What I wonder about is, for all those people who are so negative on Pence, is it because he has told the truth about his experience? Is it simply because he refused to do something that was clearly illegal and unconstitutional? No, the vice president does not get to decide which sets of electors you accept. He doesn't get the possibility under any law or under any constitutional standard. Vice president doesn't have the chance to send the questions of election certification back to the states. It's not set up that way. This is Mike Pence yesterday speaking to Fox News, clip two.
Let's be clear on this point. It wasn't just that they asked for a pause. The president specifically asked me, and his gaggle of crackpot lawyers asked me, to literally reject votes, which would have resulted in the issue being turned over to the House of Representatives, and literally chaos would have ensued. So, well, Martha, I just people can read the indictment, and frankly, I've said before, I had hoped it had not come to this point. You know, I don't know if the government can meet the standard, the burden of proof beyond reasonable doubt for criminal charges, but the American people deserve to know that President Trump and his advisors didn't just ask me to pause. They asked me to reject votes, return votes, essentially to overturn the election, and to keep faith with the oath that I made to the American people and to Almighty God. I rejected that out of hand, and I did my duty that day.
Okay, and on that day, he came back. This is after he was threatened with death, and he was just 40 yards apparently ahead of the mob, and that has also been demonstrated in some of the video that they have. He was in real danger because they'd already set up the gallows. They had meant to lynch him, basically. And the idea that what Mike Pence was talking about there, it's very important people understand this, is that if they had not come up on January 6th, and January 6th is a date in the Constitution, it's set up, that's the day. And if they had not come up with Joe Biden having a majority of the electoral votes, which is 270. Joe Biden got well above that. He got 306 electoral votes. If it had fallen below 270, which is what they wanted, it's not that it goes back to the state legislatures for them to decide. It then goes to the House of Representatives. And in the House of Representatives, each state has only one vote. California has the same number of votes as Wyoming. This has not happened, an election going to the House, since 1824. Okay, 1824 is 200 years ago. I mean, this is really... And by the way, and that was ended up being a disaster, because in that election, despite the fact that Andrew Jackson had won the popular vote and he had been ahead in the electoral vote, but he had not gotten the majority. Despite that, the Congress of the United States voted for John Quincy Adams to be president, and then John Quincy Adams turned around and anointed the Speaker of the House, Henry Clay, to be his Secretary of State. And his presidency actually was a failure, largely because everybody said, oh, it's a corrupt bargain. He only got to be president despite the fact that he had fewer votes. In any event, the point over here is it is true that Mike Pence did his duty. If you're one of those people who looks at the prospect of Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, and you look at both of these individuals and their manifold weaknesses, what would it take to get you to vote, to choose one or the other of these people, or to choose some kind of alternative? 1-800-955-1776. Considering alternatives, there was news last night from Fox News that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and his staff have committed to a debate, not with any Republican, but with California Governor Gavin Newsom. It's going to be moderated by Sean Hannity on Fox News. When are they debating? They're debating in November. Yeah, really. And what's the idea of this Republican versus Democrat debate? We will get to that and more. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number.
Look, he's a sick puppy.
Michael Medved. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The weekly unemployment report is showing more Americans are filing for benefits. A tweet from the Department of Labor says the number of initial claims for the week ending July 29th was 227,000. That's up from the previous week's total of 221,000. This ahead of the jobs report for July, which will be released on Friday. Texas Congressman Jody Arrington is blaming the Biden administration's policies for Fitch downgrading the country's credit rating. The congressman on Fox Business saying,
our spending is out of control. $11 trillion in 2 years. We have a cost of living crisis. Our economy's in the tank. And Fitch says it's heading for recession. Our debt trajectory is totally unsustainable. And in a worst-case scenario, and Fitch outlines this, we will undermine the currency.
Tim Berg, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the widespread negativity, and it's not just about one side or another, it's about politicians in general. Biden has an overwhelmingly negative perception. There are more people who disapprove of Joe Biden, who are negative about his performance and his job, than are positive. People are very negative about Donald Trump. There are more people in this country. Yes, there are about 30% of Americans very enthusiastic about President Trump, but there are about 60% who disapprove of him. And the same is true of Ron DeSantis. And the same is true heavily of Robert Kennedy. I mean, it's basically everyone. So what do you do? Where do you go? Let's go to your calls and to Mike in Seattle. Mike, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. The intro I just heard there really laid exactly out, you know, the issue that I have as a younger voter, kind of in my early 30s, and just a lack of candidates that really inspire me. I mean, I'm somebody that voted for, you know, Joe Biden in the last election. And generally, I'm lukewarm on him in the next election. But looking at the options, you know, I don't have any candidates to get inspired by. No one excites me. And I don't know, you know, Gavin Newsom, I guess, is someone that potentially, you know, aligns my interests and somebody that seems to bring some enthusiasm to the stage. But it's challenging as a younger voter that, you know, has a young family trying to look for candidates that are speaking to the issues that matter to me, and it's not the culture war stuff that you see every day. It's, you know, wage equality and things like that. So I don't have an answer, but I guess I wanted to call in and kind of vent that frustration a little bit and I guess ask you, where are these candidates? Where do I need to be looking for these individuals?
Well, who knows? I mean, there almost surely will be some kind of major third-party candidate besides Cornel West, who's running for the Green Party. And there's a lot of serious talk about this no-labels thing. They've raised $70 million. They are already on the ballot in, I think, almost 10 states. They're trying to get on the ballot in all the states. And that's a possibility of Joe Manchin running for president, or there's some talk of Joe Lieberman or Larry Hogan. Could be Republicans, could be Democrats, who knows? Very unlikely that they would win the election with no labels, but that would be out there. The one thing that I am hoping for, and I'll tell you, Mike, I so much share, and I first of all greatly appreciate your call, and I share your feelings profoundly, is that we can get a better Republican candidate than Donald Trump, and the Democrats can get a much better Democratic candidate than Joe Biden. And I think that most Americans want that. And given the age factor, and it's not even a possibility, it's actually a likelihood that between now and November of not this year, but November of next year, 2024, which is what we're talking about, it's going to be some kind of health emergency for Biden or Trump or both of them. And what do you do then? You turn to Trump's running mate, who at least some people believe ought to be Robert Kennedy, even though he's a Democrat. We will get to that issue coming up. Mike, I appreciate your call. George in Tacoma, Washington. George, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, what's up, Michael?
You're up.
I listen to your show often. And,
thank you.
You know, I can't say that I'm 100%. You know, I like Vivek and I like a lot of candidates, but every time you speak about Trump, you come across like you're one of these never Trumpers. You come across snarky in talking about some of the news. You know, I don't hear your same passion or you even touch in the same level when we're talking about Biden's corruption. Isn't it? I mean, you talk about the rule of law and Mike Pence. You know, Mike Pence, when it comes to me, by the way, he sounds like with false humility lately. That's why nobody. That there's a reason why nobody's jumping on his train, because it's nothing
what,
but
what do you mean
humility
false humility? I'm not sure I get that. Explain
you know,
that.
This attitude of you know, he did what was right. You know what's wrong, Michael, and you don't describe it or you don't see it. This is why so many people, even people that don't like Trump, are starting to see right through it. Is there's a problem when there's these hearings about Hunter Biden and the next day Trump gets indicted. We're starting to see it for what it is. Some of the reasons that Trump got impeached are some of the reasons that he was calling out back then that there was corruption. Yet I rarely hear you talk about Biden and his corruption and the obvious, you know, way that the Department of Justice is coming against Trump. It's obvious to simple people that are paying attention now and say, you know what, I might not like Trump. He has great policies. His way about handling Twitter and all these other things might not be the best, but his policies were good. But
okay, let me ask you about this. You know that there was a special prosecutor who was appointed to look into Hunter Biden. That Hunter Biden had a special prosecutor appointed to go after him before Trump did. Do you know who appointed that special prosecutor?
Who's that?
Donald Trump. Okay. Donald Trump was president of the United States, and he went ahead and designated David Weiss, this federal attorney, to
the same David Weiss that's in charge now, right, of his case. That's
correct, who was appointed by Trump, who's a lifelong Republican. And the point is, look, what's that?
There's been a pause for a reason. Michael, we see, how come there's no news on Biden's classified information, the documents that
there was a great deal of news. Can I tell you, George, because it's really very direct. When there, it was found out that there were these papers that actually had gone back to the time he was vice president that Biden had in his possession. He turned them over right away. There was no attempt to hide them or to disguise them or to get rid of security tapes. This is one of those things that concerning President Trump's problems, when you have evidence that you had actually ordered people who work for you to destroy security tapes concerning what happened to papers that you've already been subpoenaed on. You see, it's one of those things where why don't people go after the corruption of Joe Biden and what people call the Biden... Oh, there goes George. But when people go after the Biden crime syndicate, there's been a great deal of attention to that. There are three different congressional committees that are looking at some of the charges involving Hunter Biden and involving the laptop. And they even had members of Congress who displayed some of the pornographic pictures from the laptop. I think that was Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert, or maybe both of them did that. And the idea that Hunter Biden and the charges against Joe Biden have gotten no attention, I think is frankly unfair. The idea right now becomes, are Republicans really going to go after Joe Biden for impeachment? Most people who are looking at that would think that would be a very, very foolish political move. I certainly do. But it's not as foolish as trying to expunge President Trump's impeachments, because they happened and President Trump won. Why would you try to get rid of the record of a Trump victory, or at least survival? We'll be right back with more on indictments and guilty pleas or not guilty pleas. Coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved show on non-Trump news, and it really has very little to do with President Trump, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, is going to be debating not his fellow Republican candidates for president, but he's going to be debating Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. Now, what's the deal? They both have agreed in writing with Fox News and Sean Hannity, with Sean as the moderator, to appear in a 90-minute, no-audience debate that would be taking place on November 8th or November 10th of this year. So it's a long way away, and it's at a time when there really probably should be a much more clear development in terms of President Biden being the nominee, President Trump being the nominee. But they're going to be debating with no live audience in one of three presidential battleground states, either Nevada, Georgia, or North Carolina. Last time, of course, President Biden carried Georgia and Nevada, and President Trump also narrowly carried North Carolina. Now, this is something I didn't know. Gavin Newsom apparently has severe dyslexia. You know about dyslexia? We have a member of our family who has suffered from dyslexia. It means that sometimes you read words backwards. It's difficult for you to read things out loud. And Newsom has such severe dyslexia that he rarely uses notes or teleprompters. And Newsom is called, because of his dyslexic handicap, for the two men not to be allowed to bring any notes or prepare documents to the debate. It's not clear if DeSantis has agreed yet to the terms Newsom has laid out. This is truly bizarre, because one could say, well, this is going to help Gavin Newsom offer himself as an alternative to Joe Biden, and that people be so inspired to see him debate Ron DeSantis that all of a sudden Biden's going to have a competitor starting in November for the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary in January. Well, we will see. The Florida governor last night committed to a debate with California Governor Gavin Newsom. It's unclear how such a debate within the broader strategy of winning a presidential election fits in. DeSantis' campaign is supposedly in the early stages of a reboot, but they apparently chose the wrong size boot, leading to stumble after stumble after stumble. That's comments by Zach Blackburn in the hotline. Let us go to Brian in New Mexico. Brian, you're on the Michael... Brian, you're... Yeah, that is exactly what you can hear. You can hear in the background, that's the Blue Angels over above. We have something called Seafair, which is a wonderful tradition in Seattle, and they have chosen today and a little bit yesterday to do their rehearsal for these... fighter jets right over my home. Yes, and it threw Jeremy's traffic routine getting into the studio threw him off a little bit. But it's pretty exciting. I mean, and we love the Blue Angels and we love the Air Force. So, Brian in New Mexico, you're on the Medved Show. Hey.
Hey, good afternoon. Someone who's missing in a lot of the conversations is Mr. Mark Meadows, former chief of staff for Donald Trump. And as Chris Christie, the political kamikaze, has said, he's acting an awful lot like a cooperating witness. And I'm hoping that he can be the John Dean of the Trump era, and he'll grow a conscience and come forward and lay it all out for everybody, so even the dumbest conservative can understand what's gone on here. And opening to the level of stupidity that's in American politics, this whole Trump episode is demonstrated for all of us. It's just, I couldn't believe how many people have been following that man. It's mind-boggling.
And people believe there's a look. It is mind-boggling. But what's important here is to speak to people. Like who get the solicitations for money and then send in money. Trump has a new solicitation, and his line is, these aren't indictments against me, they're indictments against you. No, they're not against the ordinary law-abiding citizen who votes for President Trump and believes in President Trump is not being indicted. There's no indictment against them. This is against President Trump, who also sent this out. He sent this out this morning. I have a lot to say in this email, but it all comes from the heart. Since the moment I wrote down... There's the Blue Angels you can hear in the background. Since the moment I rode down the golden escalator at Trump Tower to announce my presidential campaign as a political outsider, the deep state has put a bullseye on my back. My private communications were spied on. I was slandered by the fake news, and a dossier was fabricated in an attempt to frame me as an assist from the Russian government. You know, Brian, what I find amazing here is that during his successful campaign for president in 2016, he said repeatedly, and they even made fun of this on Saturday Night Live, that when he became president, he would win so much that Americans would be tired of winning. They'd be tired of winning because he'd win so much. He hasn't done well in elections. He didn't do well in terms of winning in the 2016 election, where the Republicans lost seats in the House and Trump got a minority of the votes. Hillary Clinton got 3 million more. And again, now we've gone from people are going to get so tired of winning to a recitation of all of his victimhood. And honestly, I know something about presidential history. I mean, I've written books about it. And there is no prior president who has been elected based upon the idea of victimhood, the idea that I have been persecuted, I've been prosecuted, I've been unfairly attacked. You have to make it right by voting for me. This is a Trump supporter who was gathered around the courthouse waiting for President Trump to arrive. and he spoke with Sky News about why he continues to give a big chunk of his life to defending and fighting for the former president. This is clip 10.
It's another made-up story, another made-up indictment. They've been after this man since he came down the escalator 8 years ago. I gotta remember, when was America great? 2017, 18, 2019, until the commie Democrats called their bosses in Wuhan to release the virus. Remember, we had a thriving economy. Stock market was through the roof. Energy independence. We had respect all around the world. We were the number one superpower. We were doing great. America first, first constitution. You put the constitution first, and it all went to 30 months ago. Everything you're seeing today is the result of a stolen election.
John, apologies for the language, by the way, but listen, number one superpower, you say, not the number one democracy, the prosecutors would say, because of this man, the man who will appear here.
We're going to remember, where are you from?
Scotland.
Well, here in America, we're a constitutional republic. We follow the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
It might have been an autocracy had Donald Trump had his way. That would be the way the prosecutors say
it. We got a guy now that thinks he's king. So, you know what? We got a Trump there king with an America first king. So I would support King Trump coming back, occupying the White House again in January 2025.
Okay, and interesting debate. I don't know if that's a substitute for the Gavin Newsom Ron DeSantis debate. The solicitation from President Trump is says that a line was crossed on August 8, 2022 at 9 in the morning when my own home was raided by the FBI. And staged to look like a made-for-TV crime scene. When the deep state invades your own home, it's a sign that our nation has entered uncharted territory and things are about to get far worse. I could have obeyed. I could have said, I've got to be one of the only 45 Americans to ever be president. We did a tremendous job in those 4 years. Now I can just spend the rest of my life by the beach with my beautiful family. But that thought never even crossed my mind. We will be talking about crime. How is it that the end of broken windows policing coordinated with the rise in crime? We'll talk about that and more, afflicting this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.